Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. Well, tonight is Thursday, and tonight is called Exposed. Tonight I have comedian Zoe with me tonight because my co-host Mailman is out ill. He's going to try to call in a little bit just to check on us and see how we're doing tonight. Okay, so tonight, again, like I say, our show is called Exposed, and we are, and it's no holds barred tonight.
No holds barred.
So Zoe, he's speaking about Exposed. What do you think about it?
Well, I see that the latest craze in Macon, Georgia happens to be the make his best kept secret or down low situation. But my thing is, don't expose some of them. Expose them all, because it's a lot of men out there. I say if you're going to be gay, be gay. You know, I have nothing against your sexual orientation. That's you. I respect that. Do your thing. But when you're trying to be deceitful and manipulate people, that's when you're wrong. Because some women, I'm not going to say all, but some women, if they knew you were like that, they probably wouldn't talk to you, because not only are they in competition with women, now they're in competition with men, too. So I think that's unfair. You should give people the option to, you know, make up their mind if they want to go that route or not, you know?
You know, now, I was kind of talking to you last night about it, Zoe. And I have a question, kind of when we were kind of debriefing about the word exposed. Now, there are a lot of transgenders out there. You know how we kind of was kind of debriefing on what we're going to talk about tonight. There are a lot of transgenders out there, and lately a lot of them have been exposing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Question to you is, have you ever came across a transgender, like I've asked you before? And if you have, what would you do after they just, I mean, honestly, I mean, in a nice way, what would you say after they tell you that they're transgender?
I mean, if they tell me they were transgender, first off, I probably would notice, me being the type of man that I am and being around as many women as I've been around, I know a woman when I see one. So, I mean, I may see big hands, big feet, an Adam's apple, and you might cough loud, like, ooh. You know what I mean? So I'm picking up on all that. And if you are that slick that you happen to pull the wool over this sheep's eye, once you tell me that, hey, I'm not a woman, you know, I've been born a man, that's it.
Now, let's get on, because basically we're gonna cut shit down.
Yeah.
Let's kind of go, okay, you know how the make his best kept secret. She put it out there. And showed the way some of these men were.
Didn't care.
That she was like, you know.
A boy.
Right.
She is a boy.
Nah.
A boy. Like me.
Like you. Me. You know, and like I was saying, they keep themselves up better than the average woman. You know what? But
they don't go through the things that a woman go through.
That's
so
true.
That's unfair to compare a transgender woman to a 100% woman. He can't have no babies. He don't bleed once a month. He probably can make decisions. Half of y'all women can't make no damn decisions. Look how y'all shop.
Well, okay.
You know, so this you got to look at it as an imitator.
Okay.
You know, because they can't do what naturally can be done by a woman. It's
right.
Impossible. I don't care how big your ass is, how big your titties are, your facelift. You can tuck your balls up your colon.
you cannot produce no babies.
Okay.
You can't do that.
That's true. Okay. In a minute, we're gonna have Mr. Expose to come on the show in just a moment. But I kind of want Zoe and I to kind of interact a little bit further. I already see the callers are coming in. What we would like for you to do, press 1 if you have any questions.
Press that 1, and feel free to join in. And keep in mind that no one's being judgmental. Like I said, I got a gay cousin, man. We accept it. That's my cousin. But the thing about it, he's not portraying himself as a straight man. He's going to tell you, that's my cousin. One will come on to him, he's like, this ain't what you want. With a deep voice, he's not a feminine type homosexual man. He's a man, but he just happens to be gay. You know what I mean? Right. So I can't judge him. I got to still love him regardless.
But I do have a question for you, Zoe.
And I got an answer for you.
Okay. Exposed. And this is not only about transgenders being
just
gay.
Just being exposed, period. Yeah.
Just being exposed, period. Have you ever been exposed?
I mean, you would have to really know me to say I'm exposed, and you would have to really know me because I keep my circle real small. So anything you hear about me or they think about me is from what somebody else told you, because 90% of the time, I don't know you.
It's true.
I don't know you because I know who I deal with.
Now, I've never been exposed, but I do want to share. I was, of course, I was doing some research last night on the topic because I knew this is what we were going to be discussing tonight.
By all means.
And I was looking at Sydney Starr. She is a transgender woman, and she looks, I wouldn't have been able to tell that she was a
man.
Right. Well, she exposed Chingy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rapper Chingy, it came out to where, well, she stated, I just saw an interview with her, Charlamagne.
Okay.
She was talking to Charlamagne.
All right.
Well, Charlamagne wasn't there, but she was on his show. And she was saying how she lied about it. So do you feel like, do you feel like somebody, and I'm going to tell you why she said she was lying. She was lying because she said one of her friends was telling her about getting exposure. So do you think that a lot of these transgenders are not, people in general,
do you think they just do that to get attention?
Or
being like newly in the comedy, like up here like that on a regular basis, I don't get caught up in the group of stuff anyway.
Right.
To kind of like keep away from that.
Right.
What I mean? But once again, I'm going to reiterate on what I said earlier. I deal with so many women where this wouldn't be possible. Most of the women I mess with got kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there like that. I got 3 kids. I got 2 baby mamas. You know what I mean?
Right.
So me, you having kids, I don't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? So you can't show me no kids. And,
right.
And most of the time, I don't date women who don't have kids.
Right.
So for me, I'm straight. I'm that straight dude. I'm straight. I don't have to question. I don't have to reiterate how straight I am. I'm 180-degree line or nothing.
Right.
But do I feel as though a transgender woman, I guess, would take advantage of opportunity to get exposure off a celebrity or a local celebrity or a thug?
Right.
Most of them don't want to come at them thugs. One of them masculine. I'm so hard. I do this and that. Nah, you're gonna fuck a girl boy. Because the other time I see that, and laugh about it and talk about it, and like the making best kept thing. I seen a guy with like $500 saying, oh, I got $500 out on making best kept secrets head. Number one, because you did this.
Right.
And you caught. So now your credibility gone.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, and even if you didn't do anything, when those transgender women or homosexual men and you download, now if you straight homosexual, we expect it. You know what I mean? You're not doing any out of element. But when you married and got these kids and going to father-daughter dads and all that, but then at night you go do something else. But one thing about them homosexual men and transgender guys or what we call them, they ain't going to lie on you. They got the evidence. They ain't going to blame it on no straight man like me.
Well, see, that's what they were asking her on the show. They were asking her, did Chingy really just go ahead and pay her off? Just to say that he wasn't messing
with you. Why? If I wasn't messing with you, I wouldn't pay you. I ain't getting
you nothing. Okay, she also said about Bow Wow. She just named a lot.
Come on, man. Look at entertainment. Does this surprise you? These people wearing skinny. This, whatever the world is, I'm old. I came from the 80s. I had an old grandma. My grandma always was old. My grandma wasn't never fine. You see how many fine grandmas they got now?
Well, yeah.
And my grandma was old. I ain't never. Every time I met, I remember my grandma in a wig and some big glass.
Well.
So, for me, you know, and with your old school morals and values. But
right.
I have to say that these people don't have them too, but you are what you are.
Right.
But just don't manipulate nobody. And then when you try to manipulate people and try to perceive yourself as this person, and then somebody know about your dark side, oh, that's when you're exposed.
Right.
Because you're portraying yourself one way.
Gotcha.
And everything in the dark going to come to the light. That's an old saying, but boy, I tell you, it's true.
All right. Well.
Let's hit this phone. Let's see what
okay.
these callers got to say.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring on somebody that has been exposed, Dion. I'm going to let you come on the show. We're going to kind of talk to you as well. And then anybody else who have any questions, again, call in if you have any questions, because right now it's very, very hard for me to chime in if you want to talk and you're online. It's best to go ahead and call in and press 1. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to
call.
Oh, wow. I don't know what's happening.
Carl, you on the air?
Okay, here we go.
You hear me?
Hello?
Carl, okay. You on the air?
Yeah, you on the air.
Hey, what's going on,
this,
man?
What's up? This is Mr. D. Walker, Mr. Exposed Itself. Let me address
some
things.
How you doing, Mr. Walker?
I'm all right, sir. How about yourself?
I'm all right, sir. Well, you know, like I was saying, man, state your opinion, my friend.
Okay. I heard some of the stuff you say. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff can be opinion from a straight man that never been through anything. And I can respect
that. I agree.
Let me break down something for you. Nikki don't have no kids. Nikki don't have kids. There's a lot of women don't have kids. So Nikki would be a man. That's first off. And they got so many surgery out here. They can do anything to a body. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of good girls out here play WNBA with big hands, with a big head, with big feet. So again. So the stuff you say, it's fine, good, but let's see some of the women that you ain't never went to a women professional game. Just a man-looking woman.
I have. I agree with you. But, Dion, let me ask you one question.
I'm going to say one more thing. And to be honest to a straight man, the gay man, some of them men you talking about, get what?
What that?
More gay people are adopting children and more better parent than straight men and women.
If I never disagree with
about,
that. But let me say, though, you said
go back to the family and all that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't fair to put the family in this. What another man do on his private time, that's on him. Don't put the family stuff in it. That's all.
Let me ask you this. Let's go back to the comment you made early where you said that the doctors could do, I guess, any kind of procedures to make a man look like a woman. So let me ask you this. Can a doctor reverse the anatomy so much that a man can have a baby?
I don't know. I ain't trying to have no baby anyway. Let me break you out to my story so we can understand who I am. I'm a person that never was in the dark. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something. As a straight man, see, a straight man don't know what women want, really.
Well, let me ask you something, though. If you never lived in the dark, how did you get exposed? If you say you got exposed. How did you get exposed?
Listen. If you look at the video, I made the video.
I didn't look at it.
I'm just saying this. I'm talking to the viewer. I'm not talking to you.
I'm talking to everybody.
I'm a hush.
I'm a hush.
If you look at the video, you can see that it's me recording the video. What happened was I told one of my closest friends my situation. And she said, "Nah, Dion, I too." I like, "Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It didn't happen when I was molested when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that happened. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, it ain't no big thing." She said, "I don't believe you, Dion. I don't believe you." I said, "I'm going to make a video for you then, baby." It was two girls that it was one girl I wasn't messing with and another girl that I was messing with. She liked that freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? So, as you know what I'm saying, me and her fell out, two video went out. You know what I'm saying? I know where the two video went. One went to Bloomfield. Two of them really went to Bloomfield, but I know one.
The whole
she
Bloomfield?
Home water. No, the girls in Bloomfield. It was two girls in Bloomfield.
Okay, I got you.
One I was in school with, one I was fucking with when I was in Macon. So, you know, I used to see her video, whatever. Me and the girl fell out, whatever happened. Months later, you know what I'm saying, it came out. So I ain't never get a smoke because I asked my homegirl who I made the video for. I said, "She, what you think?" You know what I'm saying? Because I want to tell my story. She said, "No, Dion, they ain't ready for you. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know how cold-minded Macon is. They're not ready for you. So I don't think you need to." But she had the video, and the other girl had the video. That's how it came out. I pissed some women off. So that, because I got a nasty-ass mouth, and I really don't give a fuck. I got a give-a-fuck attitude. You know what I'm saying? Because I can jack my dick the rest of my life. Along, I'm straight because I get money. I don't need a bit for. I know how to wire clothes. I know how to cool. I really don't need a motherfucker for a soul for anything. So me, you know what I'm saying? All with this straight and gay shit, man. Fuck him. If you don't want to be with me, fuck you. I always had a fuck you attitude. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause what I want to do, a person ain't gonna make me believe I'm this, I'm that. A motherfucker can't put me in no box. I'm Dion. Put me in the box, I bust that box open. I bust that bitch open. And then what I do. Ain't nobody going to tell me what I'm going to be labor ass. Give a fuck how they feel about it. Because at the end of the day, you ain't going around telling people you on crack. You ain't going around telling people you really don't know how to manage money. You ain't going around telling people your business. So why you want me going around telling
them my
business?
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Okay. I know you just talked about the you talked about the whole thing about being exposed and what happened and so forth. My question to you is, how has that affected you or changed in any way of your dating now? You know, what do you say, you know, to the next woman that you talk to? And right now I know you're actually in a relationship. So kind of give me and the listeners some feedback on how is it with your new relationship.
Okay, how it was when it first happened. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody wanted to touch me with a 10-foot pole for the first couple of weeks. Everybody, like, even the girls that I was fucking with, they were calling me and say, "Dion, no, ain't no way in hell you like this." And you know what I'm saying? Because I was messing with a lot of different girls. You know what I'm saying? Not no lot on, about three girls I was messing with, just like solid. I wasn't messing with nobody but them solid. But you know what I'm saying? They fell back. Everybody just fell back because, you know what I'm saying? At that time, everybody was like, "Damn, I'm shocked." Shit, 6 months later, I still fucking with the same girls. Know what I'm saying? It just what happened. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Know what I'm saying? See, that's why I said straight man. Just he don't know. He just be talking. He just hear what the girls say. So my, I don't want to be no gay nigga. She a fucking lie. I'm gonna tell you this. Know what I'm saying? It's not dude being gay or well. Cause sometimes you don't even know a nigga story to determine he gay or not. I was molested, so you can't sit here and tell me I'm gay about something I ain't had no decision as a child that. In the black community, being molested and being abused as a child is a very hush-hush topic. And to this day, that nigga be child molesting. You don't see that get spread on Facebook. That's a hush-hush topic. But let a nigga do something out the character doing that. Oh, he spread 500 people on share their posts and all that. But let a dude molest a child. And this where it come from now. It come from broken children now. Don't think it is everybody just going around because it's a fag or whatever. These are broken children growing into men. Don't know how to express themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I just
I'm gonna cut you off for 1 second, okay? If we have any callers, if you guys want, if anybody want to discuss and talk about the whole topic as being exposed, please press 1 because and let us know. Because unfortunately, we can't, when you're online, it's very hard for us to see. It's very hard for you to see us and kind of go on what,
oh, that's
you know,
you
know. So what we're gonna, Dion, we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna put you on hold for a second. Anyone have any questions for any of us? Please feel free to go ahead and chime in. Okay. Okay, Zoe. What I wanted, okay, you kind of heard what Dion said about the whole thing, what he was talking about. Do you honestly feel like he was saying how women, you know, they kind of stayed away from him, and then eventually they, you know, for a couple of weeks, and then they actually came back or whatever. But now, you know, being in a relationship, you know, he's in a full relationship right now, which where, you know, it seems like everything is going well. So what do you think? And not being exposed in that way, because the whole topic is being exposed and not just only any type of sexual exposure. I mean, you know, any transgender, but just in any way. How do you think if you had like a public? Because he did have public exposure, just like some of these people that.
I mean, I do comedy. I mean, it would be the same deal. I mean, whatever you're gonna do is gonna be under scrutiny. I mean, I don't care who you are. You could be a damn, you know, somebody at Burger King. I mean, whatever you do, it's not what you do. It's who you are and how you have it. Some stuff I agree with, like, I don't know his story.
Right.
You
right.
know, number one, I don't know his story. And
right.
he don't know mine.
Right.
And, you know, and I just felt like, you know, I'm going to let him say what he got to say.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, we're doing the show.
Right.
We got more callers. So, you know, that's just what it is. And I guess from the straight man to the gay man, I mean, we would never see each other's point of view 100%. All I know is you got a story, and I got a story. You know, I used to be, you know, a certain kind of guy in the books and smart and scary, a punk. Used to be scared, you know, pushed around, and then, you know, I'm not no gangster, no thug, man, but, I mean, I had to just progress as a man myself. You know, and those stories, like, whatever happened, I've never been molested. I've been child abused, but you don't see me riding around when I see kids at a playground and jump out my car and tear their ass up with no belt.
When sometimes you probably need to.
Yeah, I do want to start a mobile ass whooping company. I really do, man. I want to go ride in Alphabet City and whoop kids' ass in alphabetical order, starting with the Smiths.
Well, you know what?
I don't know, but shit, that shit threw me off a little bit. But back to what we were talking about, being exposed, I can't just call his situation. And I'm not specific. I'm not even talking about, like, Dion's situation.
Right.
My thing is, I'm talking about is what happened over, I guess, the weekend, because I didn't know.
Well, let's take a caller. Let's take a caller, yeah. And then let's hear what they have to say. Hold on, okay?
Caller.
What's up? Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. You on the air?
Turn Up Tuesday on the Thursday. What's up, caller?
Hello, I'm on now.
Yeah, hey, you on the air.
What's up, caller? Caller, what you think about this exposed thing, man?
Hey, Nick, what's up? This is me. You already know. I called in showing support.
That's right.
I just want to say what people fail to realize is that still all cheat. Whether it's a woman, whether it's a man, if you're in a committed relationship with somebody and you're doing this on the low, it's cheat.
Right.
I mean, it's like people.
Well,
like,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I didn't mean to cut you off, but do you think that it's a different element if, okay, let's say if you got an old lady, your wife, I don't know your situation, right? How would you feel if she cheated with, I'm going to ask you two scenarios, okay? And I want you to answer them something. Let's say she cheated with a woman, a nice-looking woman. How would you feel?
It's still cheating. It's still like the loyalty being betrayed. And that's what people feel to realize. Yeah, it's a taboo in the black community. Two men to be together.
Let me put some icing on that cake now. Now, I'm going to put some icing on that same cake. Now, imagine if she cheated not only with a woman, but a stud that looked just like you. My thing is, you see what I'm saying now?
Well, see, that's where it's lost at, because everybody gets so, you know, uproared and mad because these dudes was in a training inbox,
exactly.
But at the end of the day, it's still cheap. If you're in a committed relationship and you're in other people's inboxes doing whatever, it's disloyal.
You're staying away from that icing on the cake. I'm telling you, if
your woman cheated on you with a 6'3" stud, 240-pound truck driving stud, how would you feel? You might want to stay with me.
The same way I was feeling she was cheating with a dude. I mean, it's cheating.
I guess we just two types of different men. I mean, I'd be mad either way. But if you cheat on with, you know, with a girl that just like me, I'm like, what I do? You know, what wrong with me?
Now, wait a minute.
Man, I'm drinking, man. I'm drinking and hosting the show. I'm having a good time. I mean, but
it's still cheating.
I agree with what you're saying.
We sit there and dress it up all we want, but if you committed to somebody and you out here doing this type of sneaking stuff behind their back,
You're still being exposed. I get your point 100%. Good call. Appreciate you calling, man. Call in next week. We got you again. Appreciate it. No problem, big guy. All right, caller, you're on the air. You're on the air, caller. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday, Slash Thursday. Hello?
Caller,
you on the air? Yeah, I can barely hear.
We can barely hear you. You must be driving.
You driving?
Oh no, caller. Like we hear ourselves. We gotta release this when we go to the next. Call back, caller.
Okay, caller. We gonna put you. Okay, caller. You can call back. Or just press one, because we were able to actually hear you. Okay. So anyway, kind of what the gentleman was saying, you know, regardless of what, cheating is still cheating.
Cheating is still cheating, and I understand what he's saying. Right. You're being exposed. See, a lot of stuff is, you know. The internet and Mel talk about this. Shout out to Mel, who's recovering at home with the flu. He's cheering the Detroit Lions on as they play the Packers, and he's probably eating some good food. So get well, Mel. But like you say, man, social media contribute to a lot of this, and it's easy to get exposed now due to social media.
Right.
So check this out. Let's say I got a wife and I'm married, and I stay. I'm gonna take it all the way back. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna talk about my old relationship when I used to cheat and shit. Let's say I was staying on the north side on my bad road. But see, the internet went like that. You know what I mean? It had just started popping up. Let's say I go down to Anthony Road somewhere and swing over somebody high. One of your old lady girlfriends can take a picture of your car at the girl house. You know what I mean? That. You know, she know you or heard about you talking to what your car doing there at this time of night when you supposed to be here.
Right.
So the social media and all that, yeah, people do that. I mean, the WCW, you know, a lot of it's just ugly.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to the point where it's real ugly now.
Well, see, again, that's why you know, you've been on the show before to where we've stated some things to where social media is causing
30% of all divorces
right.
last year.
It really does. And now, transgender causing social media.
Oh, man. It all started with Bruce Jenner. That nigga started running for weirdest. And now he do flipping booty pebbles.
But I will say something that I was talking to Dion about this, and he said something that really did, you know, that make a lot of sense. Now, I understand. He said he transgenders. I know what you said, how these women, not, you know, how transgenders can't have babies and this and that, but he did say some shit. They keeping their ass in shape. They working out. They, you know, but then I was talking to one of my coworkers today. We kind of were talking a little bit about it. And she said similar to what you said, though, you know, well, yeah, you know, that's all they got time to do, you know, to where, you know, is stay, because they have to continue that, you know, they got to stay hid, you know.
I'm a 6 foot man, 6 foot one. I got to look up to you. You big man, you. No.
And
no, right? No, man.
So what you and so I have your.
I
you
guess
know,
I'm
you,
lame because I'm a straight
you
man.
You're not lame for being a straight man. But
it ain't even cool to be straight no more, man.
Well,
I can't say what I want to say because I'm going to offend people.
But you get in one of them comedy shows, you don't know who's going to walk up to you.
But that's the thing. I performed in front of homos. I got some bits about my gay cousin being homosexual. Now, I don't care. Yeah, but when I got my, it's my freedom to do what I want to do when I'm up.
Well, you know what?
You
well,
know what I mean?
So you know, when you had that mohawk, you do be looking gay.
Well, I guess. I let y'all tell it, I look gay anyway, but that's what y'all say. I guess I'm handsome.
Oh, so you think all cute men gay?
Yeah, you can't even be cute no more. I feel sorry for the little cute boy in third grade. He gay as hell.
Yeah, you think who made you think you cute?
My grandma.
Look, that's it.
My grandma,
you got
my
the face.
A grandma can love.
Y'all
right,
the only face a mother can love.
My mama don't even like it. My grandma do.
Well, again, you know, we're not here. We're, of course, this is a judge-free zone.
Judge-free, man, because I got problems.
We do not judge.
Man, I got
so many
problems.
But we are having fun tonight, and this is a special episode, and this is not.
You know, I could be exposed about some stuff, too, because, I mean, I feel like I'd be exposed every time somebody stereotype me and think, who really know me from school, like when I was quiet and, you see what I'm saying? Like, to a certain extent.
Right.
And then when they hang out with me, it's, oh, that motherfucker, wow, he be drinking. And, you know, I might flash somebody. You know, I'm real
right.
on that crazy white boy, black boy. I do what the fuck I want to do. I'm like a real free-spirited person. But somebody who don't know that and know me from, you know, a school or a church or... And I go to church, too. How about that? Yes, I be at church on Sunday. Yes. You know why? Because I'm not Jesus. I ain't perfect, so I'm just like anybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't judge nobody because I don't want God judging me.
Right.
But he did not say that I could not state my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
And anybody else. So why would you get upset about something I say? The only way somebody get mad about my opinion if it struck a nerve.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Anybody else's opinion don't strike a nerve with me, guess what? Unless some of it is true.
Right.
Like, you know, somebody say, oh, you know, I do got a little cockiness in me, and then and somebody who know me personally, I'm like, well, you grew up like this. See, a lot of people don't know how I grew up. I grew up rough. You know, I got my mom deaf. You know, I got a deaf mother. I came up, you know, my grandma had a bootleg house. My grandma got drunk, child abuse, beat the shit out of us, but like I said, I'm talking about real child abuse. I ain't talking about no whipping, nigga. I'm talking about, like, nigga, survival, dog. But you don't see me riding around when I see a group of kids just jumping out with no belt. Just tan kids up because I've been hurt.
If anybody have any questions for myself, comedian Zoe, and I still have, and I definitely still have Dion on the line. He's not on the and we can chime him back in at any time because I definitely have a couple more exposed questions for him, but I do want to take care of all of our callers. Again, please, if you do want to talk to us, come from offline, guys, and just call in to the.
I mean, I put it on my Instagram. I just got a new Instagram.
Yeah, and Comedian Zoe.
A new one, too.
In 2015.
He just got Instagram. I just got it. Because.
So, when everybody had Instagram for years, but he just.
Because I'm old. I'm so new to this, you know.
And I'm older than you.
And you're older than me. And the type of work I do, I be on the computer, I'm at work. I want them tired. I ain't go home and get all on the computer. I did other stuff. But now I see, I mean, it's easy to get exposed.
Well, I tell you,
Let me tell you why it's easy to get exposed.
You see what's happening. You let me in somebody inbox.
No,
you
ain't got to be on nobody's inbox. It's the dating site.
It is the dating site. Because, see, that's where the
picture.
Right.
You're like, damn, she fine. You might be drinking. I'm drinking now. I might go hit stage tonight drinking. I don't care. That's what I do.
Right.
You know? But I can do that. But I'm not finna get drunk and be, I don't have no dating sites. I got Facebook. Facebook enough of a dating site in its own self.
Right.
Because everybody want to, you exposing yourself. You jet with Larry last week, and then this week, you single. So you really exposing
now,
your
see,
life.
Now, that, now, that's what I do hate. That's the silliest shit in the world, that doing changing your status every other week. Now, that is, okay, I know that has nothing to do with
not only
exposed,
do you, yes, it does expose what type of person you are. You showing the inconsistencies as a person you are, you get mad with somebody, you stupid.
Okay, when you said back in your day, in your cheating days.
Yeah, I was pretty
when you were exposed, when you got caught, what the hell did you do?
I don't know, because I don't know what happened to one of my partners. I ain't going to say his name. He probably not calling in right now. And he's my Facebook friend, but he's a real religious dude, and he had just started drinking. And, yeah, we had a party. So my old lady, my baby mama, everybody knows she. I got to search Courtney. Got him really fucked up. And he told what the hell go on.
Damn.
I don't know why. And he apologized. He said, "So, let me tell you what I did. I told
you." I know exactly who that
so
is.
So I said, "Expose. He exposed me." You know what I'm saying? So that was being exposed. Because, once again, like the guy said earlier, I was in a committed relationship. You see what I'm saying? And when things got bad, I did have somebody I could talk to.
You know, again.
And I went right.
Being, okay.
Again. That was in my 20s. About 20 years ago.
You know, again, we're talking about.
I'm 40.
Being, just
holding a motherfucker.
But, you know, that still doesn't stop. That don't stop. Being 40 does not change.
It don't, but I'm just saying, but you live and you learn.
Yeah, right, and that's everybody. And that's everybody. And again, you know, and being exposed is just, again, like we're saying, it's just not only the
sexuality.
It's anything.
So the second caller was talking about more of cheating-wise.
Right.
I mean,
he sure was. And, you know, again, you know, we're here. We only have 23 minutes left on the air. If anyone have any questions, feel free to press 1. Call in. Like I said, I do not, if you're listening to us online, I am unable to see or chat with you guys. So the best thing to do is call in at 347-857-3185. This is just a special Turn Up Tuesday.
On a Thursday.
We will be airing again January 2016. I may, you know, throw out another show before the first of the year, you know, because
I think you need to do a pre-New Year's.
I mean, yeah. We
need to do a Christmas thing.
Yeah, you know, we could.
They'll be better about it.
Right, you know, we can just, and honestly, I would love to bring some of the old crew back.
I say, why not do a live launch at 41?
And if, you know what?
That'd
we can do that. Okay, we have a caller. Let me go ahead and take the call.
I said take the call.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Turn Up Tuesday on the Thursday. What's going on, caller?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
I want to
right.
speak on this the exposure thing.
Talk about it.
The exposure thing, it don't only affect the person that got exposed. It affects the family members also.
Yeah, that's right, and
it's a hurtful thing because, you know, for a person to be on Facebook all the time and, you know, they see the you know, a person getting dragged and then they wake up to see a family member that's close to them, you know, it's like,
yeah.
What the
hell?
It
hurts you too.
You know?
Yeah,
it
you
hurts.
Feel for your, you
and
feel
then,
for your family member.
And it actually happened to me, you know what I'm saying? And then my kids seen it. And
you got
your kids looking at you like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a hurtful thing. And people can be so cruel because, you know, in the black community, it's so hard for people to come out to be themselves. That's why a lot of our people in the communities are in the closet. A lot of our people are killing themselves because they're so ashamed of people talking about gays and stuff. Personally, I'm straight. I don't look at another woman, would never look at another woman. Another woman better not touch me. But
mm-hmm.
I don't have nothing against gays.
Exactly.
You know,
but let me ask you this. Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
I feel the same way you feel, but let me ask you this, though. How about people, men, women, both now, who portray themselves as straight. Because me and you straight, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's say the people who portray themselves as straight but then live an alternative lifestyle. I think that's kind of manipulative because, you know, like you said.
I made a post about that because, you know, especially a man that plays both sides, it's not fair to the woman that's thinking, okay, this is my husband, but then he got a boyfriend. It's not cool. You should be honest and open about whatever you got going on. Because it's
right,
a dangerous game to play because, you know, you're playing with people's emotions. You're playing with people's lives. It's a lot of diseases out there. It is crazy. It is too much going on. So with it being 2015 and the world is
No, it ain't going to be 2015.
I'm just saying people just should just be honest and open.
I agree with you.
Doing it, do it. If that's what you want to do, but let your partner know what you're doing.
Exactly. Give
fair.
My thing is give somebody the option to say they want to deal with that or not.
Right.
Yes.
Do you agree with me or not? That's
yes,
all I'm saying. Like I said, I ain't judging nobody.
No.
And I ain't trying to compare my lifestyle to nobody else's lifestyle. But my thing is, this is a show, and I'm just stating my opinion, and I agree with you 100%.
Right. So, so let me ask you a question. Of course, you know, I'm sure you saw the incident about being exposed. You know how they were exposing people on Facebook. And I'm gonna get back to something else that you said as well about the kids because I know I do wanna, like I said, towards the end to the last 10 minutes of the show, I definitely how you spoke on families and how they were you know, seeing certain things about people online. And I'm going to go to Dion about that just to see, because he has kids as well, and I kind of want to ask him a little bit about how did that happen when he was exposed and how did that affect his family. I'm glad that you mentioned that because it does affect your family. But to what, kind of getting back to what you were saying, I do, some of those people that was put out there, they do have wives, you see what I'm saying, and kids, and you know what I mean? And I don't know, was that the right thing to do? You know, it is, and then if you would, you know.
They were saying that they were exposing to let people know. But as you looked at it, it's like they're being, it's more like they was being cruel, like ha ha ha, I got you.
You felt like they were bashing.
That's how I took it. Because if you're exposing, you would have said, well, ho, such and such living a double life. You need to check it out.
Right.
All that
right.
Showing the
dialogue. But
we're gonna
go back. We're gonna go back to making though. See, it's not like being up here in Atlanta. Up here in Atlanta, these guys are open to gay. It's like a sport. It's like the gay Olympics up here. Nigga trying to get the goddamn gold, silver, and the bronze. They don't care. They gay. They let you know they gay. They ain't playing around. These niggas gay. These niggas go to gay school. You know what I mean? They ain't go to gay college. These niggas are gay. But that's the difference between when, like you were saying, when you're in a smaller, and I'm from Macon. I got folks in Sparta, which is smaller than Macon. So these people can't openly come out because they're worrying about what Aunt Mary going to say. They're worrying about what Uncle Tom going to say. They're worrying about their brother, you know. So my thing, so they live that double life. But eventually, you know, the truth, you know, my partner who cut my hair, Megan, Jim Wilson, always say the cream going to come to the crop, the top. So the truth will always come to the light, if that's what you like. See, now you get, but up here, like I said, I'm up here in Atlanta. These gay guys ain't playing. They gay for real. They walk around with their gay boyfriend hand in hand. That's what they do.
Yeah, they do.
I can't even, you know, I felt funny at first, you know, being like from a small town and I guess the straight man mindset that I have. At first, I frowned upon it like, you know, what's going on. But then when I saw it so much, you know what I mean? I work in a corporate job in the daytime, and I'm in the elevator. This the only way I can get up. I ain't finna walk up 12 flights of steps because I'm dressed up. I'm not finna, you know what I mean? I'm a man, but I look good when I'm at work. I'm not finna walk up no steps.
Right.
So when I get in the elevator, I'm in the elevator with three homosexual men. Now, if I were really biased and like that toward gay people, I'd take them damn steps.
Right.
You see my point? So yeah. I'm not bashing nobody. I get on the elevator, hit my three, and go to my floor and go do my job. And not only do they be on the elevator, they at my job too. So I can't run from them in Atlanta.
Right.
My thing is be yourself. Stop tricking people.
Right. No, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, well, Zoe, you pretty much summed it. You summed it up, you know, to where it does make a lot of sense. And again, I feel like if you're, you know, being malicious is not the way to go when you call yourself exposing people.
If you catch me on stage, I ain't gonna kill. I'm gonna get you.
Right. You know, and again, like I said, a lot of people do things like Dion stated earlier just because somebody got mad or whatever.
And they
put him out there like that. And which was, you know, I just don't, that's why in what I said about, and not this just not only be, when I say exposed, I don't only mean gay, just in
go back to the second caller.
Right. You know, like what the second caller
is.
In
my life.
Right. Right. And it's a lot of, it's different ways you're exposed. But don't get mad with, just like when a woman messing with a married man.
Yeah.
And he don't, and things don't, first
that's
of all.
That's a good exposure.
Right. Right
there.
You know, but you expose him when you mad with, now what was it when things was good? You was all right, but
good.
Now you want to go to the wife.
Do we have any callers on the line that has either been a wife that has dealt with a mistress or a mistress that has dealt with a man and a wife in some kind of way that situation got exposed? You don't even have to be married. I mean, I talked about now, yes. It's true. But when it comes to the light, exposure, all exposure is bringing forth the light.
Right.
That's all exposed because you can't see it.
Right, right, right.
That's all it is.
That's true.
That's all exposure is.
That's true.
I'm kind of smart. And
well,
I'm kinda
we,
dumb.
Well,
so,
we definitely appreciate you calling and thank you for your input.
Thank you for your input. And I definitely get where you're coming from.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You know,
have a good
thank
night,
you.
Y'all.
Yeah, okay. So if they're like, again, any, because we did have someone that hit us up just about, you know, stated that she had been cheated on before, you know, and it messed up her marriage. And that's and things like that.
Because some people are so gung-ho in their relationships. They're 100%. But see, the thing is, the value of relationships, to me, over time, has diminished.
Because
back in the old days, you had, like, I talk about family. You know
right.
why I talk about family? Because I ain't got none. My best friend had a family, Joe Stubbs. I just sit there and watch his family. You know, the other family. I didn't see that stretch. Like I said,
right.
I came from a single parent. My mama deaf. I got two brothers. My mama hanged with the deaf community more than she hung with her kids. So,
right.
you know, sports was my outlet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And my brother, that's all I had. So when I just see these people with a family, I'm going to be honest, I was jealous. You know, but like I'm saying, exposure, these people who, let's say they come from a good, you know, thing, however the situation is, when you portray yourself as one way and that's not who you are, no matter what you're doing,
right.
and it comes to the light, it's exposure. Mm-hmm. It can be anything. It can be politics. It can be a school. You know what I mean?
Right.
A sports system, like the thing in Penn State, when they were molesting those recruits and all that shit came to the light. They got
right.
what? Exposed. See, that's exposure.
And exposure is a wide range. And like I said, we tonight is a special edition show, and of course we don't have a time limit on it. So basically we just free flowing. So anyone free to call in, but I will go ahead and this is for myself, and it's going to be, you know, Zoe is going to kind of chime out for a second. I'm going to, because he actually has a comedy show.
I'm out of here, y'all. I enjoyed the time on Turn Up Tuesday, Thursday. I got somewhere to be by 10 o'clock, so I got to go hit the stage. Enjoyed everybody, man. Enjoyed your input. I'll be here in 2016 to kick this thing off.
Well,
keep calling.
And we are planning on doing something probably for the new year, right?
Yeah,
right,
no problem. Zoe? Why not kick it off, 2016?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, but before I leave, follow me at Zoe Nature Boy Sutton on Facebook. I will accept your stuff unless you're just playing. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Comedian Zoe Sutton. I just started. I got 200 followers already. I'm really – oh, man, please. I just put it up. I need more followers because I'm putting up videos. It's only 15 seconds, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I might talk about Panda's Pies. I want to do a beef between Patti LaBelle pies and my mama pies, but my mama deaf, so I'm going to be both of them. So y'all be on the lookout for that on Instagram. Once again, that's Instagram, IG, comedian Zoe Sutton. I'm out. Finna go hit the stage. Y'all have a good one. Nick, Dion, and George.
All right. Well, thank you for being.
This guy's out.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Okay, Dion. Okay, Dion.
Yeah,
so you kind of heard everything that was said, and I kind of wanted to because I know that your story and the questions I have for you is going to run on a little longer. So I definitely want to. So callers, this is an open forum, and again, you can press 1. Because Dion and I are going to kind of close it out. You know, we have, like I said, we don't have a time frame. It's a special time tonight. So, Dion, I want to piggyback on, you heard, I let you, you know, you heard all of the callers. Tell me, how do you feel about everything that you heard, and what do you disagree on?
I don't care about straight nigga opinions. Because that shit don't stay till it hit the light. So I don't give a fuck about a straight nigga opinion at all. A straight nigga who ain't never been through that, you know what I'm saying, that never been a sexual abuse, can't put a bruise with sexual abuse. It's a different different mindset when you had your first time having sex with a man. A motherfucker can't, like, see, that's why a straight man get beat up. That's why I beat up straight men a lot. Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, they like to talk about, because a man can't express himself. See, a man soft, he a weak. If a man cry, he weak. See, all this bullshit is not the wonder for me, because I cry and I still beat your ass. I cry, I still pay my child support on time. You know what I'm saying? I cry and, you know what I'm saying, and fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, all these straight niggas kiss my ass. You know what I'm saying? All on. You know what I'm saying? And I be ready to fight behind what I say. And just like for the women. That boy, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about they so straight. Okay, you so straight. Why you ain't married? Ain't happy so well. You so straight and good.
Right.
See, people are in this box. They supposed to be this good people, whatever, whatever. But they always be the next person. They in all the relationship. I don't fuck them straight people. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They confused just like everybody else confused. They can't keep a nigga.
Okay, I totally hear what you're saying. That, but as I can see and how you stated
you
earlier.
I'm gonna tell you this. Everyone I've been with, we could have got married. It always been me. So that's my point about who I am as a man. As a man, I know how to cater to my woman. I know how to roll her feet. I know how to be sensitive because of the things that I've been through. They make me sensitive to a woman. They make me know how to want.
So let me ask you this. Because these are the questions that I'm actually asking you is, I would love for people to actually call in, because I'm only referring back to my Facebook inboxes and guys, I'm kind of going by from the top of the dome, trying to remember a lot of the questions that I have that you guys had that I wish you could, that you guys listen, you know, and I'm sure you're listening online, but call in and ask Dion yourself. But just like the caller stated, I'm gonna ask you. Now, how did you having family and kids, were they aware of it, of you being exposed? And if so, how did they handle it, and how did you handle it with them? You know, how did you kind of talk to them? Go ahead.
If anybody who know me, if I'm crazy, my whole fucking family crazy. We all on crazy.
Right.
Even my children.
So did they want to? So did they want to lash out at your uncle? You know what I mean? So you know.
No. See, Dion. See, one thing about family. Don't matter what family do. You do not cuss them. You do not put their hands on them, and you do not put them in jail. See,
right.
First
off,
you got to understand. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he did what he did to me, but he's still my family. He's still my fucking uncle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to deal with this pussy nigga. I ain't gonna deal with it. Ain't like we going to family cookout. I'm hugging this nigga. He can't be around my children. No, he can't keep no children.
Right.
Nah, he. You know what I'm saying? Wait. You know what I'm saying? Every time I try to, like, the first time I ever tried to come out, I told my cousin said, man, if I stop lying, it's my girl cousin. That's how I grew up with a lot of girl cousins. My girl cousin was like, What happened was my cousin, I told my girl cousin that I've been molested by my uncle. I said, 'cause my uncle used to hang around my auntie. I got a lot of aunties on my daddy's side, and they from New York and different places. Well, you know, my uncle, you know what I'm saying, you know, the sexuality is different upstate. They've been seeing this gay shit, so they're running around and making it is a big deal. So I see my uncle was real close with my little cousin. So I pulled my cousin to the side. She's my older cousin. I pulled to the side like, shit, he got me, man. You got to watch him. And like, man, they blow that shit off like I was lying. And that's okay. The last time I really opened up. And then I was 16, 17 when I first told him. And he was doing it when I was younger, when I was a child come up. See, people got to understand what child molester state. I'm going to give you the whole run-out real quick. You remember when we were growing up, your grandma done. Grandma used to be grandmas. Grandma used to, you and your little cousin take baths together. They used to throw
right,
your ass in
right.
together and take a bath. And then when all this shit came about, what happened was my grandma used to make me, my uncle used to bathe me all the time. I used to have to sit in the tub, my uncle, and did how it started. And that's how it started. He got me for a long time. So as I got older and understand that they were wrong, I depressed that shit. So all through my teens, I was riding. I was fucking riding. I was soft side blood. Any nigga wanted because I had something in me that I wanted to kill. Well, I wasn't going to kill myself.
Right.
So I guess I'm gangbanging and trying to hurt people to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And what happened was all that anger that I had when I was banging and shit, that's why I used to fight. I just go out and try to fight five niggas by myself. Because whatever inside of me, bitch, you kill it. And that's how I live. That's why I live so wild. Because whatever inside me, y'all can kill it. Kill it. Kill this shit. Kill it. And what happened was, whatever that shit he gave me, it made me into a beast. And that's what happened to my, and that's how I became who I am. People don't know why I was so angry. I was an angry little child.
Right.
I was a mean-ass little child. I'm being on the block with my homeboy trying to fight 12 crip niggas. It wasn't over two blood. I'm trying to fight 12 niggas. My mind telling me you can beat these niggas. I was a crazy little child. And that come from getting my body beat up and my mind took away from me. Because as a child, I ain't had no decision to say yes or no. And it is what it is. So when I prayed on it. Before I came out, I prayed on it. I'm real religious. I grew up in church. So I prayed on it, I asked God to give me these wrenches or whatever.
Let me ask you something. By you being a father, what did you instill in your kids? I said, by you being a father, what do you?
Do what you feel on you having? Shit, I don't give a fuck. I didn't mean that.
You know, not that. Not about sexuality. Just in general.
Okay.
Just in general, did you being molested as a child, do you overshield them? Are you a little,
I watch her people. I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you this in real talk. One of my children, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm really watching him closely. Because what I'm saying to you is, I know signs of children being touched. Because I was a child. I know a lot of children that have been touched. And it's just signs that they close. They're very to themselves. They ain't very active. They ain't very it's a lot of signs that you can tell by your children. So one of my children is just like that. And I watch him closely. Because he's so innocent, young. And you know what I'm saying? He don't talk that much. But he's like 13. He's a good child. Eight honest wrong student. But he's just too quiet for me. And before I left, he was an active little boy. I mean, bad as hell. And when I returned, he was quiet and timid. And you know what I'm saying? And
right.
In my heart, I feel like something wrong. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I cry for him. Because I don't want him to go through what I went through.
Do you talk to him? Have you asked him anything? Have you ever like said, you know, told him that?
Yeah,
you know, like,
I talked all along. Yeah, they're my church. The way I'm cut and dry with people, I'm cut and dry with my children. My children think I'm crazy.
Right.
Yes, I give them the truth. Hell yeah. My children get the truth. But I'm more delicate with him. You know what I'm saying? And he the only one I really, because the rest of them, they, you know what I'm saying, they do what they do. They're my boy. But with him, I think he just, you know what I'm saying, because he's how he was raised. And I'm saying, I don't know, because sometimes your mama can raise you to be soft too. So I don't know what it is, but I'm just watching.
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes that, you know, their mothers do, well, you know, baby, their, you know, baby,
hey, let me talk
son.
To my mother. Nah, y'all been motherfucking, let me talk. You and that motherfucking nigga been talking. I'm going to talk now. Y'all been talking, got all the airtime. I want my airtime, in my airtime. So what I'm going to say is, you know what I'm saying, in my relationship, we are good. We've been together seven.
Honestly, that's how I want to close it. It just, let us know how things are going now after the exposure, and we gonna how we gonna end it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I do want to know. Yeah. Let us know. After how are things now after the exposure. And that's why I wanted to go ahead and end it with you, because I knew I wanted to ask that final question, because you have
Hold on, we got a question, man. I ain't haven't stopped saying I've been exposed. I have not been exposed. Exposed is
Hold on,
I'm gonna give the definition of exposed now, because what you and the other nigga were talking about, it ain't exposed here. It's a secret that nobody know of. Nobody.
Let me
talk now, because you got to understand that. See, you're a straight one, you understand. See, what happened was, it's just like me and you in a relationship. And you know this, and you might have been participating in some of my activities. But as soon as she hit the fan, oh, I don't know nothing. It's happening all the time. I'm sitting here telling you. A lot of people did know. And they weren't no nigga, because
well,
I don't think they should know my business.
When we say exposed, that's what we mean. All different things, you know, it is exposed, because when you're cheating in a relationship, that is, you know, and you know, this must be a secret. And when someone tells it, that is being exposed. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what's your question here? My relationship was like this. My relationship was, when they first happened, girls were kind of scared of me. Then girl realized they don't make me who I am. You know what I'm saying? That sexuality don't make me who I am. If sexuality is my only flaw, then shit, I'm good. Then that's just like everybody gonna have a flaw, but that flaw don't make me who I am. You know what I'm saying? And the topic is, it ain't the main topic is, why these people ended up the way they is. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, the topic was just pretty much being exposed, you know, and that's what, you know, in relationship, different things, and again, of course, what happened on Facebook, that's pretty much what we was talking, you know, what we had been talking about, you know, and I just wanted to end it with you basically saying, and I want just to know how, okay, you said that you wasn't exposed, but, you know, after everything happened, I just want to know now, how has it, you know, right now, today, you're happy, and that's awesome, and that's all I just pretty much just wanted to share, just that, you know, just kind of ended it, that, you know,
you don't talk the whole damn show. That nigga don't talk the whole show, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be on here talking, and I ain't talking, you know what I'm saying? People want to hear me talk, and y'all cut me off, you know what I'm saying? Y'all real disrespectful. Y'all some real disrespectful co-hosts, for real, you know what I'm saying? I just want to put that out there on the air.
We weren't trying to disrespect you. We just kind of just wanted
a straight person opinion, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should have had straight and a person who lived that life. How the fuck a nigga who never lived that life can speak on this subject? See, things confuse me. A lot of things confuse me. Yeah, how the hell a nigga gonna talk about the ghetto they never lived in the ghetto? You don't know what the real topic is and why a person do that. You talking about
facts. Would you like for me to have a part two of this show then?
No, you ain't gotta have no part two. You know what I'm saying? Wait, you know what I'm saying? The little time I got,
I would like to have a part two of this show.
Because after tonight, I won't talk no more. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I want to say.
We appreciate. We definitely appreciate.
Don't fuck niggas. Don't fuck nigga should have got his phone. Don't fuck nigga, I'm being messy, I'm being petty.
Well, you just taking it there.
I was messy and petty, and I came here on a small D fuck nigga, and I ain't able to smoke these nigga. I'm pissed off. Because really, I was on hold for 40 minutes on the show that I was supposed to be a part of. It's
some bullshit.
It's a conspiracy. It's a motherfucking conspiracy on your motherfucking radio show. It's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? People want to goddamn talk about some real shit. You want to talk about, oh, what the fuck, nigga, straight nigga opinion. You don't fucking know. We don't even know he's straight. It should be a lot of tech that CD
is
straight.
Yeah, we don't want you pissed off.
You feel like you're a disrespectful woman.
But,
you know what I'm saying? We can't be in a relationship.
But
you're disrespectful.
But we definitely want to have you back. We know we're going to be, you know,
I don't want a motherfucker come back. Motherfucker, you don't have that nigga on hold. You don't have no motherfucker. I'm the star around you, motherfucker.
Okay.
Besides yourself, I can